When you think of sports in the state of Ohio, you probably think of college football.
Urban Meyer, the number two ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, on a mission.
But there's another sport, well, sort of sport, that has a proud tradition in the Buckeye State, and you can't find it anywhere else. Only a game's Martin Kessler has this story.
The prompt was, it wasn't easy to get rid of, describe how. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. As we drove to the animal hospital, my eyes started to fill with tears. I prayed that he was okay, but deep down, I think I knew that this was just a distraction. I knew.
This is Maddie. She's a recent graduate of Gahanna Middle School East, and her coach, Jessica Anderson. The sport is creative writing, competitive creative writing. It's called Power of the Pen, and it works like this. Competitors are given a prompt and 40 minutes to write a short story by pen. In case you didn't already know, Gahanna Middle School East boasts one of the state's elite Power of the Pen programs. To get to Coach Anderson's office, well, classroom, you pass by the school's large trophy case. Next to the wrestling and basketball awards, there's an entire section for trophies adorned with golden quills and pens. During the 2015-16 Power of the Pen season, Coach Anderson gave me inside access. Thanks to regular Skype calls, she kept me updated on our team, especially two of her star writers, Maddie, who you heard from earlier, and Jenna. They're pretty tight.
Yeah, they sit at the same lunch table and things like that, yeah.
I'm gonna assume you can still appreciate the magnitude of that. Anyways, you know how some elite athletes are born playing their sports? They skate before they can walk, things like that. Well, here's Jenna.
I didn't really know what Power of the Pen was, and I wasn't sure if I really wanted to do it, but my parents kind of made me, so, yeah.
Okay, but Jenna and Maddie both made the team as seventh graders, and in her rookie season, Jenna made it all the way to the state finals. Maddie did not. But instead of being jealous or bitter, Maddie volunteered to help out at states. She wanted to be there with her friend.
I took papers to the judges from different writing rooms. It was really fun.
Adorable, right? Mrs. Anderson thinks it was inspiring, too.
I think for Maddie, it was a, wow, this is really fun and I want to be a competitor, not just a helper.
So the following September, Maddie and Jenna returned to Coach Anderson's team for their eighth grade years. Preseason expectations were high. Practices started at 7 a.m., Mrs. Anderson put her team through drills, well, practice prompts such as your main character is an alien, and had team meetings to talk through potential plots.
And then so like the alien literally thinks she's on Venus, and then the girl told her she's not on Venus.
That's some good stuff.
Okay, now for me.
After Thanksgiving break, still a few weeks before the team's first competition, I asked Jenna what it was like being one of her school's star writers. What's it like to be on the team? Do people think it's cool?
You can be honest.
Not exactly. Like, some people kind of judge, but I don't really care what people think about me, so mm-hmm. I just like to write, so, yes, yeah.
That's true.
But a few minutes later, after Jenna left the room, I spoke with Mrs. Anderson privately.
Maddie's doing fine. Jenna, I'm a little worried about. I feel like some days she's not taking it as seriously, and it could be because of the peer pressure she was talking about. Like, I'm glad she fully admitted it. And I don't know, like, I'm still missing a prompt from her. Right now, she wouldn't even qualify to go on to districts.
But Jenna and Maddie did qualify for districts, and they advanced to regionals, where they'd have a shot at earning a berth to states. On the morning of the competition, Mrs. Anderson sent me an email. The team seems very relaxed, so I'm unsure what's to come. ESPN hasn't bought the Power of the Pen broadcast rights yet, so back in Boston, I had to wait for the news to trickle in. It actually took weeks for Mrs. Anderson to call with the final results. She had just gotten back from spring break, and
we call it the white envelope, was there waiting for me, and that's basically from the state office of Power of the Pen. And it basically has, you know, the final results from regionals and who qualified to move on to states. I was, like, completely devastated because none of my eighth graders qualified.
The judges who scored the stories had ranked Maddie 30th. A good showing, but on the wrong side of the Power of the Pen bubble. Mrs. Anderson took Maddie and Jenna aside to deliver the bad news.
They were okay. I think they were really disappointed. And, like, I just need to kind of sit down with them again and, you know, give them their certificates and say, you know what, I'm really proud of you. don't ever give up on creative writing because you guys have a talent. And in the past 2 years, it's shown.
When I spoke to Maddie and Jenna on their very last days of eighth grade, Jenna had some good news for me.
There's like a writing club at high school, so I was going to try that.
I know, a boring writing club, not a writing team. Even so, Maddie says she was thinking about checking it out too. And I was glad to hear it, because creative writing does have something in common with golf and basketball and soccer. The more you practice, the better you get at it.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler. Since we reported this story, Mrs. Anderson has retired from coaching Power of the Pen. She's now a librarian, and maybe someday she'll be shelving a book written by one of her former players. That'd be cool.